MoneyWeb now on the money. Also available on podcast.
This show is brought to you by StanLib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. StanLib Asset Management, authorized financial service provider. Turning now with Derek Janser from Rensburg, portfolio manager at Anchor Capital. Derek, appreciate the early morning time. We had Anglo Platinum on Tuesday. Kumba came out yesterday, a little shy with the dividend. They only paid 99% of headline earnings per share. And some of their costs were up, but I suspect that's because simply they're mining what would normally be less profitable iron ore, but with that price above $200 a ton, they are printing cash. And then Anglo results on Friday. We should see chunky dividend from them as their kid companies pay out.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think this has just really been the theme that people have been keeping an eye on for the last sort of 3 to 4 months. It's just kind of the numbers that these resource counters are going to report. I must say it's been the perfect environment for a company like Kumba to really capture the bit, sort of higher iron ore price and then translate that through into earnings. So, you know, you're talking numbers where you're looking at yields in excess of 10% or in and around 10%. And I think, you know, in the backdrop of our local market, it's very difficult to go and scratch around for a bit of yield at this stage of the game. So, yes, you know, we're obviously exposed to a bit of volatility in the underlying commodity prices, but this is certainly some of the best results that I've seen in my career in terms of what these resource counters are doing, the PGM basket plays, and as you mentioned, this Kumba. So even just sitting and being patient in these companies, one needs to be mindful that they're highly cash generative at this point of the cycle. Obviously, you need to keep pace with the production and capture these higher underlying commodity prices. I don't think it's over for them. I think that, you know, people are talking about peak of the cycle stuff. I still think that there's certainly some fundamental backdrop for the next sort of 18 months for these resource counters. Bit of a reopening trade. Obviously, we've seen a bit of a spat take place in China. But I do think that, you know, you're going to be paid to own these things. You know, you accept a bit of volatility, but very comfortable to sit in these counters, collect the yield. And then obviously, just as I've always stated, you know, keep close to the door in terms of what these commodity prices essentially do over the short to medium term.
Yeah, I mean, but as you point out, 10% yield, this is at interim stage. And if commodity prices stay where they are, I take your point. We've got easily another year, perhaps a year and a half of you know, we could get 40% dividends of between now and the end of next year. You mentioned some selling, Naspers and Process. I mean, this is the 10-cent story, which sort of has been bubbling under and has really come to a fore at this point. But I got to say, I mean, looking at Naspers, looking at Process, they're back to where they were in March last year, and not the lows of March, sort of the post-recovery. It's felt painful, but the stocks had a massive run.
Yeah, so we obviously kind of coming back to the base that we started at, you know, just looking back a few months. But, you know, this is the space that we play in. You know, anything China related, one needs to understand the risks associated with any sort of Chinese regulated or domiciled company. So, you know, you've got a very strong authoritative stance just from a government perspective within the confines of China. And, you know, these are big monopoly type companies that have really just, you know, grown to the size that they're at the moment. And just talking to that 10-cent asset within the Naspers Process stable, you know, that sort of anti-competitive monopoly type behavior. Authorities just want to make sure that their thumb is essentially on the pulse at the end of the day. They keep control and they kind of, you know, make space for new entrants into the market so that the economy can kind of have a bit of a longer term runway when you start looking at a bit of a diversified approach in terms of where they want to get the economy to over the next 5 to 10 years. All that said, I do think that, you know, we've been through times like this in the past. I certainly haven't seen such a violent sell-off in such a short space of time when we talk to the sort of Naspers Process movements that we've seen through the course of the last week. But if you kind of detach from the noise, I think that, you know, kind of 12 to 18 months from where we sit today, we're going to look back and think this was, you know, probably a great buying opportunity. I think, you know, you've got to accept the volatility that a high PE stock like this will attract. But I love the assets. I love the quality of the business. I think that, you know, the growth profile, particularly from a Tencent perspective, is still intact. You're getting a lot of the periphery assets within the Naspers process stable, mm-hmm. probably and essentially for free at this stage of the game. And, you know, I think that one needs to use this sort of negative sentiment environment as an opportunity to slowly and gradually top up over the next couple of days.
Yeah, I take your point on that. And if you remember back to 2018, when they were banned from selling games and the whole world was collapsing, and that's just moved past. Derek Jensen from Rensburg, Portfolio Manager at Anchor Capital, appreciate your early morning time. Celebrate with MoneyWeb this August for our 23rd birthday. You could win a two-night stay for two at any Soho Sun Hotel in South Africa and a lucky draw for our Insider Gold subscribers only. All you have to do is sign up before 17 August to become a subscriber. Just 63 rand a month. MoneyWeb Gold, MoneyWeb's Insider Gold subscription offers you exclusive high-end financial tools and data to help you make better investment decisions. Go to moneyweb.co.za, click on competition for more details.